Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. In the high-stakes game of big wall climbing, the shark's fin on Mount Meru may be the ultimate prize. Sitting at the headwaters of the sacred Ganges River in northern India, the shark's fin has seen more failed attempts by elite climbing teams over the past 30 years than any other ascent in the Himalayas. The layout of the 21,000-foot mountain's perversely stacked obstacles makes it both a nightmare and an irresistible calling for some of the world's toughest climbers. Hauling over 200 pounds of gear up 4,000 feet of technical snowy mixed ice and rock climbing is actually the simple part of the endeavor. After crossing that gauntlet, you reach the shark's fin itself, 1,500 feet of smooth, nearly featureless granite. It's simply a straight sheet of overhanging rock. In October 2008, Conrad Anker, Jimmy Chin, and Renan Ozturk arrived in India to tackle Meru. What was meant to be a 7-day trip with the equivalent amount of food became a 20-day odyssey in sub-zero temperatures, thanks to the setback of a massive storm that showered the mountain with at least 10 feet of snow. Like everyone before them, their journey was not a successful one, but they had reached further than anyone else. They returned to their everyday lives, swearing never to attempt the journey again. But by September 2011, Anker had convinced his two friends to undertake the shark's fin once more, under even more extraordinary circumstances than the first time around. The documentary film Meru is the story of that journey. Meru is the opening night film of this year's Berkshire International Film Festival, screening at the Mehewi in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, tomorrow night. We are joined now by the film's co-producer and co-director, Chai Vassarelli, and rock climber and mountaineer, Conrad Anker. Chai Vassarelli and Conrad Anker, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you. We're delighted to be here.
Thanks, Sarah.
Conrad, we'll start with you. Tell us about Meru and what makes that climb so incredibly difficult and how it became your sort of ultimate goal.
Meru is one of the central peaks of the Garhwal Himalaya, which is in northern India. And this peak had a special significance within climbing communities because it was a sought-after goal and time after time failed to make it up there. And then eventually I had the good luck to be introduced to it by my mentor, Mug Stump. And then that began as your knowledge of knowing about the peak. And then eventually in 2003, the first expedition, then the second expedition in 2008, and then 2011, the third expedition.
What makes it so difficult? What is it about the mountain that makes it so challenging?
Meru isn't high by Himalayan standards. It's high by most mountain ranges, but the top of Everest is 29,000 feet, and the top of Meru is about 20,000 feet. So it's quite a bit lower, but what it lacks in altitude, it makes up for in sheer verticality. So it's a big wall, which is a overhanging granite cliff that has an ice climb to get to the base of it. And so everything that an experienced climber might want to have a go at is sort of built into this one package.
At what point, and this question could be for either of you, at what point in planning the expedition was it decided that there would be a documentary made about the attempts to climb Meru?
I'll start with that. We document increasingly our experiences as we go in the fields, and I'm not great at it at all, but Jimmy and Renan are both very talented, so they had the foresight and to capture some of the images. But the idea for the film, that came about a little bit later, and perhaps, Chai, you might want to share your insight on that.
Well, Jimmy talks about this one moment at the end of the 2011 climb when he was filming Renan at the summit, and how that was kind of an aha moment about this would make the end of a remarkable film telling the story of this journey. And you know, I think it evolved from there.
What challenges does it add to preparation to know that you're going to have video equipment with you? And obviously, Jimmy and Renan had most of that stuff with them, but is it a lot more weight to have the equipment you need to make a film as you do the climb?
The modern equipment is pretty lightweight relative to what it was 50 years ago. So they're able to probably equipment is maybe 8 to 10 pounds extra. And so the big challenge is battery and data storage, memory cards. So both Jimmy and Renan worked efficiently with the limitations within that and then shot accordingly.
Writer and mountaineer John Krakauer is in the film explaining sort of the difficulty and commenting on the facts of the challenge. And He's very invested and excited about it. How did you connect with John Krakauer and get him to participate in the film?
John's been a friend of mine for going back to the early 90s, and so he knew my life story with Muggs. He and I climbed with Muggs, and he knew the story of Alex, and so it, all along he was he knew about Meru, and when we summited, he was like, "Yeah, you guys did it," and he knew that what a challenge, that what a lodestone we've been carrying around, and the story of Meru, and so he came to us as much as we came to him. It was just a natural fit to have John be part of the film.
Chai, what are some of the challenges of editing the film, of putting it together, of finding the narrative arc to tell the story to a alpinist enthusiast audience, but also to just the common person who will see the film?
Well, I think there were two main challenges. One was the conditions under which they were filming were extreme, so it made the footage that was available quite limited for obvious reasons. And, you know, I'm a non-climber, and that was my kind of role, was to bring some sort of objectivity to the story. And to, you know, it's a story of this incredible climb, but it's also the story of these extraordinary human beings and this very strong friendship between them. And our feeling always was is that if people could understand that story of the friendship, that, you know, it could transcend the climbing genre. So we focused a lot on how to weave this timeline together with the character development of Conrad, Jimmy, and Renan. So, you know, it was very much a labor of love and how to bring out the emotions of the story. And I think also that, you know, the climbing culture is quite understated to begin with. And it was about opening up how these guys talk about their experiences in a way that people who are non-climbers can access.
Yeah, as a the most non-climber you can be, that's what I am. And the film is gorgeous and riveting, but I did have a difficult time understanding, as I'm sure many people you encounter do, why you keep doing it when it's so dangerous. So I know it's difficult. I'm sure it's difficult to explain, but could you speak to that a little bit, please, Conrad?
Oh, yeah, I'm still wrestling with that question. And I started climbing at 14, and I'm 52, and so it's my life's passion and my life direction. But I think that for some of us, we thrive on adventure, we thrive on exploration. We like being in the moment where you have to really focus on your capabilities and have that trust with other people. So the beauty of an expedition like this is that you're the sum of your total team. So you're trusting your teammates, and that connection with your friends is really unique in climbing. And there's been no other activity where I find that the understanding and the trust that you have with your teammates is as important or as meaningful as it is in climbing.
You won an audience award at Sundance, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was very gratifying. What does winning an award like that mean for the life of the movie? Is it a very helpful thing, or do you see the impact that it has?
Well, I think it's hard to quantify, but yes, it's a very helpful award. I think it's because it's the most democratic award, is that, you know, voted on by the people who see it. So it has been quite helpful and hopefully bodes well for the theatrical release of the film in August. But, you know, really more for us, it was an incredibly humbling and gratifying experience to see this project that we'd worked on for years play in front of audiences and being appreciated by audiences. And I know that Conrad had that experience, too, because they have. I mean, I'll let you speak about it, Conrad.
That we were able to go beyond the climbing genre, because if we're talking about climbing and we're talking to climbers and we're within our group, then it's sort of it's inside baseball, to use a phrase. But to have a story that resonated with the general population was really, it was quite meaningful. And to be able to have this opportunity to break out from either the wonderful panoramic scenic type shots, which is what some wilderness outdoor films are about, or tragedy, to celebrate human connection and challenge and friendship and mentorship and these really great themes, and to have them come through in the film was really meaningful.
Meru is the opening night film at the Berkshire International Film Festival, screening on Thursday, May 28th at 6 p.m. at the Mehewi in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Thank you both for sharing your film and for sharing your time today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Sarah.
The 10th annual Berkshire International Film Festival kicks off tomorrow night with a screening of Meru at the Mehewi in Great Barrington, Massachusetts at 6. The festival runs through Sunday. For more information, visit biffma.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.